WJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become mostly sunny today. It'll be breezy as well, and we'll have a high around 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Two white males who had escaped from the Clarinda Academy earlier this morning have been apprehended. According to the Clarinda Police Department, the unidentified individuals who left the facility on foot were captured sometime around 5:30 a.m. It's the second escape from the facility in less than 2 weeks. On May the 23rd, three students escaped from the Clarinda Academy. They were captured and returned to that facility less than 2 hours later. News time is 7:07.
We asked Pat from Rex Pharmacy what she enjoys about working with her customers.
I enjoy the customers when they come in. I try to remember their faces and their names. A lot of the people don't get out very much, so when they do come in, they like to visit. And I'm a good listener. I enjoy listening to them. And they're not just our customers. They're more like family to us. When they come in how many times a week, and, you know, it gets to be years, we get to be good friends with them. I especially enjoy the older people. I like listening to their stories, and then I have a few of my own to tell them. Another thing, I do the colognes, and I have one lady that calls Claire from Harlan, and I order colognes for her, and then I send them to her. I do that for several customers that can't get down, so I'll mail it to them. I also, every afternoon, I'll make deliveries. I go to several customers maybe once a month, twice a month, and I've made good friends visiting them also. But most of all, I just enjoy the people coming in and seeing their faces, and I hope we make their day, and they surely make mine.
Whether you're waiting for a prescription or need your prescription delivered, or if you're looking for a special fragrance gift, stop in and see Pat at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
One person died while two others escaped injury during a house fire Saturday night in rural Pottawatomie County. The Omaha World-Herald reports a woman died of fire-related injuries suffered during the blaze in a home east of Council Bluffs near Hackberry Road and 245th Street. The fire was reported at around 7 p.m. Saturday. Two others escaped the home. An autopsy was scheduled for the victim. Authorities have not released her name or age. A state fire marshal's office investigation is underway. Officials in western Iowa have set a nearly century-old elementary school on fire as they look to save money and offer training. About 100 firefighters from a dozen departments turned up Sunday in Exira to participate in the controlled burn. Most of the large brick building's interior was burned within 2 hours. Dozens of residents gathered across the street to watch the blaze. Some called the burning bittersweet. Others said the building, which closed in 2011, needed to come down for safety reasons. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Community School District says the controlled burn will save them up to $60,000 in demolition costs, and at the same time it offered critical training to area firefighters. Police in Council Bluffs say one person was injured during a single vehicle accident Thursday night. In a delayed report released over the weekend, 39-year-old Wayne A. Beberness of Council Bluffs suffered a broken neck and several lacerations after the car he was driving went out of control on the 3600 block of West Broadway Street Thursday and hit a raised median before it also slammed into a guardrail and then bounced off into the median. The accident happened around 11 p.m. Rescue personnel used a mechanical device to remove Beberness, who was trapped in his 1989 Ford Mustang. He was transported to Creighton University Medical Center for treatment of serious injuries. Police said speed and reckless driving were likely contributing factors to the crash. Heavy rain fell on parts of north-central Iowa Sunday, and several tornadoes were reported as storms moved across the mostly rural part of the state. National Weather Service says tornadoes were reported in Kossuth, Worth, and Cerro Gordo counties Sunday afternoon. There wasn't any damage reported immediately from those tornadoes. The storms dumped more than 4 inches of rain on Kossuth County over a three-hour period Sunday. That heavy rain prompted the Weather Service to issue flash flood warnings for Kossuth County and several other areas of northern Iowa. Here in Atlantic, we received 0.8 of an inch of rain and some pea-sized hail Sunday evening. The strong winds that blew through the city at around 6:20 p.m., knocked over a rather old tree in the vicinity of 4th and Birch Streets. No other damage was immediately reported. News time is 7:11.
We asked Carla, pharmacy manager at Rex Pharmacy, what's important to her as she serves her customers and what she believes her customers find important themselves.
I just like our customers, and that's important to me. I enjoy my job. I think that makes a difference when people can come in and see you actually enjoy something that you're doing rather than just coming to a job. I hope that I can be able to call each person by their name as well as knowing their family. I want them to feel like they're actually wanted in the store and that we care about them as a person, not just their business. From my own personal experience of driving a distance to get to work, I know how important it is to try and make one trip to town. Due to the economy, gas prices, we also want to make sure that if they're coming from long distances, we want to know that it's important to them to come in and try and focus on getting them in one trip so that they're here and we can take care of them.
When you want a pharmacy that puts you and what's important to you first, go to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Millie Eskov, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Millie Eskov will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Helen Ludwig, age 93, of Earlham, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Helen Ludwig will be today at 10:30 at the Earlham Friends Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Opal Birch, age 93, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Opal Birch will be held today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dennis Othout, age 68, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Dallas County. Funeral services for Dennis Othout will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Scott C. Peterson, age 37, of Omaha, died Thursday. Funeral services for Scott Peterson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Bethany Lutheran Church in Elkhorn, Nebraska. The Heafy, Hoffman, Dworick, and Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has arrangements. Patricia A. Schmidt, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Patricia Schmidt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jesse Leeper, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Jesse Leeper will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steam Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Nancy Young, age 77, of Oakland, died May the 7th at her home. Memorial services for Nancy Young will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Aldo Meyer, age 96, who is formerly of Lincoln, Nebraska, and Atlantic, died Saturday in Texas. Graveside services with full military honors for Aldo H. Meyer will be on June the 20th at 9 a.m., followed by a Celebration of Life memorial service at 10 a.m. on that date at the Lincoln Memorial Funeral Home in Lincoln, Nebraska. Kerr Christensen, age 88, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Services for Kerr Christensen are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Doris Lindemann, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Doris Lindemann are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Norma Shields, age 91, of Messina, died Sunday at Corning Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Norma Shields are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Art Wheelock, age 75, of Anita, died Sunday. Services for Art Wheelock are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Max Hummel, age 96, who is formerly of Oakland, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Services for Max Hummel are pending at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. And Howard Hoover, age 66, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Howard Hoover are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.